and It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Anthrocon is a favorite annual summer event here in Pittsburgh. Each year, furries take over downtown, dancing and posing and frolicking around the city. In his first film, Fursonas, director Dominic Rodriguez looks at the culture and community of these furries. The film debuted at the Slam Dance Festival in Park City, Utah, right across from Sundance, and it had its Pittsburgh premiere last night at the Regent Square Theater. I'm joined in studio by Dominic Rodriguez, who also happens to be a furry. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me on.
Before we get into our discussion, let's listen to a clip from the trailer of the film just to give people a flavor of what you have put together here.
You shouldn't be asking who we are. You should ask who we were. We were the fat kid. We were the brainy kid. We were the bookish kid. We were the kid with the big, thick glasses. We were the kid concerned about his sexual identity. We were the kid who couldn't throw a baseball. We were the kid who, for whatever reason, all the other kids said, "You don't belong with us." Now, human beings, as social animals, crave companionship. And denying companionship by our peers, we sought it out the next best place we could find it. Some of us looked to the stars. Others to the far past of human history. We looked to the happy, smiling, accepting faces that we saw on the Saturday morning cartoons.
Now, that is a genuine testimonial there. This film is a documentary. That wasn't an actor acting out some part. So with that in mind, doing a documentary, Dominic, you could have chosen a lot of other subjects. What led you to settle on doing a film about furries?
So this was our senior thesis project at Point Park University at first. So it was like a 12-minute short. And the producer, Olivia Vaughn, and I had worked together before, and she wanted to do some kind of documentary, but we didn't know about what. And originally, we were going to try to do something with, like, the children's hospital, but it fell through. So it was going to be just anything. It had nothing to do with furries at first. And then when that fell through, it was right around the time that Anthrocon was going on. And so I sort of used it as an excuse, like, hey, maybe we could go there and, you know, check this out. Maybe it could be interesting. Because I lied to them for 2 years. They didn't know that I was a furry. So nobody did.
Did you choose not to disclose that?
Because, I wanted to approach it as a filmmaker first, and I didn't want that bias to get in the way. But then over the course of 4 years, I realized ignoring it was impossible, and the bias is part of the movie. So I embraced it, and now I'm in the movie, and it was a big learning process the whole time.
And so for somebody listening to this and saying, what are they talking about? We assume everybody knows what a furry is, but why don't you explain what one is?
I will do my best. So a furry is anybody who is interested in anthropomorphic animals. So that's like cartoon animals, animals with human characteristics. And that's like the really boring definition. But, you know, it's an identity, it's a community. And what you see in Pittsburgh are the people that wear the full body animal costumes, the fursuiters. But not everybody has those. But that's a big part of the film because I just think fursuits are really interesting.
And what is your fursona?
So my fursona is video, and I'm a wolf, and I have a fursuit. I had one, I got it in August, so I haven't had it for very long.
How did you arrive at that?
It just felt right. I don't know, I tried not to overthink it, you know? I feel like other people, it's a sort of, some people, it's not a choice, and some people, they kind of choose whatever they want. For me, it's just like, just always, I was into this for like, since I was 12 years old. And whenever I imagine like a character of myself, it would be a wolf. So I don't know why. I just think it's cool.
What were some of the misconceptions that you might have been setting out to dispel about furry culture as you made this movie?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing that when people hear furries, they think of, those are the people that have sex in the animal costumes, or that it has something to do with sex. It's different for everybody, and I think that's sort of the big thing that I knew going into this is some people are going to confirm stereotypes, and some people are going to dispel stereotypes, and that's just, I didn't want to set out to make like a PR piece, but I also didn't want it to be like something that would make you hate furries. I wanted it to just be real, and I think you can endear people to this community by just getting to know who they really are as people first.
And did you find it challenging to get members of the furry community to talk to you at first?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially because I didn't identify myself as one, and I was like approaching it as a filmmaker and saying like, hey, so I'm just doing this documentary, let's talk about this. So it was definitely, the way I did it was I really let them sort of lead the conversation. It was really important that they feel comfortable. And so, you know, over the course of the 3 years that we did the interviews, I was able to ask sort of more challenging questions as we became more comfortable with each other.
We're talking with Dominic Rodriguez, who is the maker of the film Fersonas. And we are not talking over a music track. There is, perhaps you're hearing some music in the background. There is a band playing in the community broadcast studio on WYEP right now. So it kind of accompanies what we're talking about, I guess. Did you, when members of the furry community saw the film afterward, or saw you after you made the film and learned that you were a furry, did they feel at all betrayed by that?
Well, I did tell them while the movie was still being made. Okay. So it was not something that I, you know, kept a secret the whole time. It was like through half of production, I was trying to keep it separate. And then, you know, realizing basically that I have to hold myself to the same standard that I expect. Like, if I expect people to be honest with me, you know, how can I not have this be something that I... So, yeah, so by the third round, I mean, some of them had guessed it already. They were like, yeah, we kind of figured.
What sort of response have you had from furries who have seen the documentary? Are they pleased with it?
Furries who have seen the documentary that I've talked to have been very pleased with it. It is going to be controversial because I think it's asking some, like, tough questions, and it's making us sort of look at, you know, the reality, which is that this is a really complex community, and there's a lot wrapped up in it, and a lot of it has to do with media and the tension and going into the media, and it's almost a taboo to make media as a furry. So I think people are really scared that the film's going to ruin the reputation of furries, but I don't think it will.
And what message do you hope that this film sends to audiences about furries, people who know nothing about furries? They'll sit down and watch this film, or they have, as was the case last night at the Regent Square. What do you want them to come away with?
I mean, I hope that they can see these people as people and, like, relate to them and see this community as, like, just another community. And I think that the film ultimately is about acceptance and accepting people for not just, like, the shortcut for, like, the easy, because I can sit here and be like, no, furries are, like, totally the best thing ever, and so you should accept them. But instead, I'm asking you to really get to know who these people really are and accept them, like, totally or not. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just people, and I just want people to see them as people instead of just as furries.
And most of us know that Anthrocon, or the furry convention, is held in Pittsburgh each year. How does your film portray the furries' connection to the city?
Oh, I mean, the film is sort of like, it goes all over. So it's in Pittsburgh, and we also go to Arizona at one point and everything. But Pittsburgh it's the largest furry convention in the world. And so it's definitely the hub where all of this is, like, focused. And Uncle Kage is the chairman of Anthrocon, and he's featured in the film as well. And so it's definitely, like, Pittsburgh's a part of it, but it's a global fandom. So I wanted it to be a bigger film as well.
So now your film has been shown at Slamdance. That's huge. You've made a splash in the film world. We've got about 30 seconds or so left. But before we wrap this up, I just wanted to ask you, what do you plan to pursue next? How has this the success of this propelled your career?
I want to make more documentaries. I've just fallen in love with doing this. So I don't know what next, but just another documentary.
And will a certain wolf be showing up at the furry convention this year?
I hope so, yeah. I'd love to be there.
Dominic Rodriguez is a Point Park filmmaker. It was part of his thesis to make his short film Fersonas, which made it to Slamdance and had its debut in Pittsburgh last night at the Regent Square. Dominic Rodriguez, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying have a great weekend, everyone.